Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop that has recently been transformed to a wholeness center. Here's what we like to say: you discover the gift is you. And I'm your host of today's show, which is a monthly show that we do here at the Spirit Within You through Blog Talk called the House of Essence Aromatherapy Podcast. So this show is designed for you to be connected to essential oils and the use of the oils in your spiritual practice. So what we are wanting to support you with is just educating you. These shows are not to replace any practitioners who is licensed or a medical professional. This is just for educational purposes. And mainly it's for spiritual practice. So here's what I'm going to offer to you in our show. So we're going to talk about the essential oils that can be used in your spiritual practice. But first, I want to start off with welcoming you again and letting you know that the information we're giving to you, we can later on share to you through a PDF file that we have that we don't mind sharing if you email us at customer service at the Spirit Within You, and that's customer service at the Spirit Within You, you as in universe.com. Okay, with that being said, we're going to now move into a little bit of the history. So every day we use essential oils in some form or another. You may have smelled a lavender bush or scented flowers as you walk past on the way to work or in the park. Maybe even if you walked into a grocery store, because fragrance is always all around us. It's just, we're taking a moment to smell it, to connect to it, to feel it, and allow that scent to work through us. Again, this show is only about using essential oils for a spiritual practice. It's not to educate you. We're not going to get into detail about oils, but we are going to start with what is aromatherapy. So aromatherapy is specific use of natural fragrance of essential oils as well as plants to enhance your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So it's becoming increasingly popular in the media through the public interest as a form of alternative healing. Aromatherapy can be viewed as human's first medicine, and can be modern society are starting to become more aware of it for the potential for the good. So there are methods that the oils can be used: aerial infusions, direct inhalation, and tropical application. The main production technique for essential oils is distillation. This technique is at least 100 years old, emerging in Europe with the help of Arab civilization and the Egyptians. Essential oils bring a deep sense of calm, and aromatherapy gives us a time out during which we can allow the body to recover from stress and in time feel energized. Of course, this is overall the benefit for using the oil. So the history of aromatherapy. Aromatherapy originates from ancient times, including Egyptian, Greeks, Roman, Persian, Chinese, Indian culture, alongside indigenous people of varied tribes across the world. The use of herbs and other plant-derived medicines dates back even further to prehistoric times. Aromatherapy can be viewed as a progression to these traditional healing methods. Different forms of aromatherapy have been known with reference to the Bible, such as frankincense, myrrh, rosemary, hyssop, and spikenard. Aromatherapy has come a long way from its humble roots in ancient cultures. The art of distillation, where oils are extracted from a source material, has evidence coming from Arab countries as early as the 10th century. The technique slowly spread throughout Western Europe, and records suggest that perfumery adapted these methods across the 16th century. German scientists also wrote and worked on diffusing and making colognes. Essential oils continue to be used successfully for 100 years in Germany, Italy, France, also 19th century. They were used in early antibiotics. But we're not going to get into that in this show. This is strictly about spirituality. The aromatherapy as a therapeutic practice emerged in 1930s by one of its fathers, chemists René Maurice Guettafar. He was a famous perfumer from France and coined the term after treating a burn to his hand with lavender. During the First World War, rosemary and tea tree oils were used to therapeutically in hospitals as wound healers and antiseptics. In modern times, in part of Western Europe, and especially in France, aromatherapy blended into scientific medicine, including antiseptics, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal properties for healing. So those are some of the history, a little bit of the history. And as I said, I can give you the information in a form of a PDF of where I'm getting the information. This information I read so far comes from Aromatherapy Essential Oil Guide. And it is copyright by Mojo. So if you send me an email at customerservice@thespiritwithinyou, I will forward it to you, and you can have this. So what we really want to talk about today is how these oils came about to be used in a spiritual practice. And the history that we gave you, stating the different indigenous people, as well as the Egyptian, Greeks, Roman, Chinese, Persians, Indian culture, used oils. Oils have always been used, essential oils that is, were widely employed by the priest and priestess of virtually all religions, especially the ancient Kemetic people of Egypt. Kemetic people were known to be masters of the use of essential oils and other aromatherapy for the purpose of daily devotional practice. So what we're going to talk about every month is we're going to pit a different culture and their spiritual practice as it pertains to essential oils, and I'm going to share it with you. But for the purpose of this show, we just want to get a little information on oils. So essential oils are liquids that are extracted from internal plant structures, including their respective parts such as seeds, bark, leaves, stems, roots, flowers, and fruit. This differs from herbal medicine, which are concentrated forms commonly used in homeopathy. For example, In certain parts of these plants, special microscopic sacs gradually fill up with the oils as the plants mature. The sacs of essential oil appear in different parts of different plants, like petals, leaves, even the woods. Believe it or not, the woods, you can extract the oil from, even if you hold them in your finger and you just kind of slightly move the plant, the leaf, the petals, the wood, you'll feel and see a little liquid will come out, and that's the oil that's in the plant that the plant naturally makes. Most essential oils are colorless liquids. However, some can be bright blue, and a reason for this is that these oils contain, the oils that are bright blue, contain a blue aromatic compound called azoline. Another color essential oil is vetiver, which comes from the root of the plant and is dark brown and sticky. Spikenard, which is spoken about in the Bible a lot, is green and is also from the plant's roots. Absolutes, such as rose or jasmine, which are the most high frequent oils, as well as the most expensive oils, because of how many bushels it takes to actually distill 5 milliliters of essential oils, which are produced by chemical process, are normally deep yellow or orange. And that's the rose and the jasmine are normally deep yellow or orange. They contain traces of plant pigments that give the original petals their color. Colored essential oils will never color your skin. When essential oils are blended with the base oil, and when we're talking about the base oil, we also refer to that as a carrier oil. So that can be vegetable oil, coconut oil, all kinds of oils that are out there, and they all have their different properties that complement the essential oils based on what your intended purpose is for. So the actual color, when it blends, it will disappear. So one of the major factors that determine the purity of therapeutic value of an essential oil is its chemical constraints. These constraints can be affected by a vast number of variables. This includes the part or parts of the plant from which the oil was produced, soil condition, fertilizer, organic or chemical, geographical region, climate and altitude, harvest season and methods, distillation or extraction process. If we look at some common plants such as thyme, it produces a chemical, and this particular chemical called carvalcol, it has some bacteria strains and growth. Depending on the condition of its growth, climate, and altitude, it can range between 5% to 75% production levels will vary depending on the time of year to distill. So a lot goes into how an essential oil that is therapeutic is distilled. There are so many different methods where one can extract essential oils, but distillation is the best, and there are various ways that you can do distillation. And so when you're investigating a company on the oils that you want to use, what you always want to do is research where the oil's coming from, where they're grown, the condition they're grown, and how are they harvested and how are they distilled. And once you know that and you feel comfortable with that, then I would say go ahead and purchase that essential oils. But if you're looking for essential oils, for example, to do candles for your spiritual practice, or even oils to blend and make your own incense, then you can go on our website, www.thespiritwithinyou.com. And that's the spirit within you, you as in universe.com. And there you'll find
on the aromatherapy, which is located under our Metaphysical Boutique online store, you will see oils that you can purchase. Now, these oils are very small dosage, like 2 drams, and you can purchase those to make whatever it is that you're wanting that's only going to be used for your spiritual practice, or in some cases, if you're looking to dib and dab in the mystical and magical realms of herbs and essential oils, I recommend those. But if you're looking for therapeutic oils, you can also go on my website, again, Metaphysical Boutique, and you'll see a link there for the therapeutic essential oils. Now, there's a big difference in price, because again, we go back to how these oils are made and abstracted, and the distillation process, the cultivation of the land, how the seed is placed in that land, how it's taken care of until it's grown, distilled, and placed in the bottle. So you always want to be very mindful of what that looks like for you. And so if you're going to be starting a spiritual practice using the essential oils, I will offer that you don't change anything that you're currently doing. This is not to change anything. But what you can do, you can be in the awareness of how to add this to your spiritual practice, thereby, let's say, allowing oneself to have another expression and experience of their own spirituality. So what that means is you would perhaps decide that you want to include, say, lavender in your spiritual practice specifically for the use of meditation, because lavender is one of the most amazing oils you can work with regarding a meditation. So what I would offer to you, if that's what you wanted to do, is you research and select the oils that you're wanting to bring into your spiritual practice. You first take the bottles, place them by your heart, allow that energy, you don't have to open them yet, but just allow that energy of the oil to be in your auric field. Feel how the oil feels. And at that point, slowly open the oil, keeping the oil still by your heart, allowing the fragrance to enter into the nostril, and keep your mouth closed and just inhale with your nose. And so right now, we're just inhaling lavender. And so we inhale deeply, releasing anything that isn't working for us, centering ourselves into the very presence of God at this very moment, and you be at one with the oil. And you just take a moment. And once you feel that this moment has been the moment that you're wanting, a moment that centers your breath, that centers your oneness to the Creator, clearing you of anything that's chaotic, confusing, not supporting you, being in that place of stillness. Be still and know that I'm God. And it's from this place, right here, right now, I choose to recognize the Creator as omnipresent, omnipotent. I am knowing this very presence that I call God, and I are one, one mind, one breath, one consciousness. And it's from this place, this space, this moment in time, that I choose to operate powerfully my life as the very fulfillment, the very expression of the Mother Father God energy flowing through me, as me, by me. And it's in this moment that I am in such gratitude, giving thanks, knowing that all is perfect, all is God, all is divine. I accept and confirm that I am love, I am joy, I am peace. And so I release this into the universal law, knowing that I am that I am, and my words will not be returned unto me void, and all in agreement say, and so it is. So that would be an example of taking a deep breath, centering yourself, welcoming the very fragrance of lavender or any other fragrance you like to use, bringing in the very essence of that plant, where you become one with that plant, one with the soul of that plant, the essence of that plant, in this particular essential oil, allowing it to embrace you and being in the stillness and the quiet. And so that's one of the ways you can use your essential oil to pray and then begin to meditate. And I would offer that you meditate in the morning 20 minutes and in the evening for 20 minutes. And perhaps you can't do 20 minutes because the monkey chatter, you feel you're too busy. That's okay. Start off with 5 minutes. Build yourself up. 10 minutes the following week. 15 the following week. And 20 minutes. And then continue to go until you get to a space with the complete enjoyment of meditation, the benefit of the body being very calm and being connected to the breath, allows that presence, creator source, to come forth and support you in your day. And so this is what I'm wanting to offer to you as to what and how you can use essential oils for your spiritual practice. As I stated, each show, every month, we'll talk about a different culture spiritual practice as it pertains to essential oils. Again, the PDF that I read off to you today in the beginning can be offered to you free by emailing me at customerservice@thespiritwithinyou-you-as-in-universe.com. Please put in the subject line, Aromatherapy, House of Essence. And I'll know to send you this PDF, which is free, and you will enjoy reading it. And this PDF really concentrates on aromatherapy and what is aromatherapy, which is the basic foundation of understanding the essential oils before you open the oil and use it in your spiritual practice. Again, the show is not here to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any medical conditions in anyone's body temple. This show is to connect you into the power and the brilliance of using the essence of the oil in your spiritual practice. We do have a monthly show through Blog Talk called Ask the Aromatherapist. This show is co-hosted with myself, Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You, and Monica Berkestaff Riley, certified, clinically trained aromatherapist and herbalist. So we have a show that's once a month. And if you're listening to this blog talk, you can go back to the archive. And in the archives, you will see
all the different classes, actually, I'm sorry, blog talk shows that we have done in the past. We also have Monique McCoy, who does Ask the Herbalist. And we have her shows that are also archived, and both Monique and Monica. Monica is the certified aromatherapist. Monique is the certified herbalist, both trained and certified. And so they are a source of information that we go to support you. And both ladies are available for private consultation. If you'd like to speak to me, Karen Marie Campbell, on how to set about a spiritual practice using the essential oils, or a practice using the oils in your meditation, or even creating a sacred room for you, I'll be more than happy to help you. You can call me at 702-658-2257. Again, that's 702-658-2257. And I offer you to go into our meetup group called Awaken the Spirit Within You Meetup Group. And there you'll find a listing of all our classes and our workshops that are coming up. There are too many to mention in this show, but I would offer you to go ahead and go to the Awakening the Spirit Meetup Group. And from there, you will be able to see all our classes, all our workshops, and participate. Now, some of them will be on the website as free as this internet show. Some of our events are at our location at 4343 North Rancho Drive, Suite 242. Upstairs to the left of the Puppy Boutique, southwest corner of Rancho, North Rancho, and Craig, behind the Oracle AM PM gas station. So again, it's the Awakening the Spirit Within You, You as in the Universe, meetup group. And I look forward to each and every one of you listening to our future shows, taking our classes, and letting us know how we could support you. And so I'm going to depart from you, wish you peace and blessings. Namaste, and have a beautiful day.